U.S. weapons experts are reading the 12,000-page report on Iraq's weapons program turned over to the United Nations last weekend. There's concern within Iraq that despite what's contained in the report and whatever weapons inspectors find, war with the United States is inevitable. Much of the world wants the U.S. to follow the U.N. on how to proceed. Dr. Manfred Berg is adjunct professor of history at the Free University of Berlin, and Dr. Manar El-Shorbagi is assistant professor of political science at the American University in Cairo. She says Egypt questions the wisdom of a U.S.-led war against Iraq.
People are rather for a UN solution to the Iraqi crisis, and they want to see full cooperation with the inspection team by all parties, including the Iraqi regime.
And in Germany, Dr. Berg?
Well, the German public opinion is somewhat inconsistent in this matter. We have a large majority in polls that would favor the removal of Saddam Hussein, but on the other hand, most would not support German participation in that effort. Most people, I think, now believe that with the Iraqi report being at hand, the ball is in the court of the Americans, and they now have to come up with some evidence about the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Do Germans perceive the Bush administration as just itching for war, or do they think the U.S. is doing a fair job of evaluating the evidence?
Well, I should say that most German commentary and probably public opinion leans toward the notion that the Bush administration, for all practical purposes, has made up its mind. They will go to war, and that they're basically looking for a strong case to justify military action.
Is that also the case in Egypt, Dr. Shorbagi?
Yes, it's basically the same. And some, you know, people are looking at other things, like, for example, the military operations going on in Qatar, and that's why people are very skeptical about the U.S. intentions.
Would Egypt support a war with Iraq?
I would say that Egyptians want the issue to go back to the United Nations, and that the Security Council would meet again and decide.
So UN action would be the factor determining this for both Egypt and Germany?
That's right. I think if there was a clear-cut a mandate from the United Nations that Iraq had violated the stipulations of the various UN resolutions and was an imminent danger to world peace, something of that kind, and that therefore military action would be justified, I think then probably the German public and the German government would support this war politically, not militarily to a great deal, but at least politically. If not, if the Americans just went at it without such a backing from the United Nations, that would probably lead to very negative reactions in German public opinion and might, in fact, lead to the downfall of the present government.
I would say that the Egyptian public has the same response. If it's really a mandate by the United Nations, then there would be support by the Egyptian public. And people are also concerned about what will happen to the people of Iraq, the destruction and the rebuilding of the country.
Do the Egyptian people discuss this, the U.S. action against Iraq, and what do Egyptian newspapers say about this?
The Egyptian editorials are actually talking about the inspection teams, and there was very high hopes that this will be the solution for the Iraqi crisis. And, for example, in the last couple of days, there were many commentaries in our newspapers about that both sides, whether it's the United States or the Iraqi regime, should really focus on fully cooperating and letting this team have its chance to carry out its mission.
And are Germans more concerned with European matters, or are they discussing this?
Oh, it's a hot topic right now. There are controversial debates both within political circles and within published opinion at large.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Manfred Berg is professor of history at the Free University of Berlin. Dr. Manar El-Shorbagi is assistant professor of political science at the American University in Cairo.